Joining me live over the phone this morning is Bree Burton with Y2 Consultants. Bree is the Natural Resource Policy and Planning Project Manager with Y2 Consultants, telling us about this study for the Salt River watershed. And Bree is live on the phone today. Good morning, Bree. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good. Good. Glad to be on, and hope everyone is enjoying the winter weather that we're getting.
Yeah. Right? Well, here it comes. Ready or not, here it comes. Well, Bree, we have quite a bit to talk about, of course, with this study and what's happening with the Salt River watershed. First, I'd like to have you give us some background on yourself. Tell us what you do for Y2 Consultants and what Y2 Consultants is.
Yeah, so Y2 Consultants is a natural resource and engineering firm based in Western Wyoming. We work on a variety of projects, from private land development projects to public lands. I'm a range specialist by training for Y2 Consultants, so most of my job is, you know, working with landowners and producers on, you know, a variety of livestock topics, water efficiency topics, different natural resource topics. So we do a variety of things, and it's a really fun and, you know, enjoyable work.
Yeah, I've looked up some of the projects you're involved with, and a lot of variety, if you will, all across the western side of the state. So one of those being the Salt River watershed. You've partnered with the Star Valley Conservation District on this, also the Wyoming Water Development Office. Tell us what you're doing here with this watershed level one study.
Yeah, so the Salt River Watershed Study is really exciting, and we're excited to be a part of this. You know, we're also working with Sunrise Engineering there in Afton, so, you know, make sure we have that local presence as well. And what we're doing is conducting a Level 1 Watershed Study with the Wyoming Water Development Office. And what that really looks like is, you know, starting to get that inventory and evaluate, you know, the current watershed function, irrigation system, stream health, you know, watershed management and rehabilitation plan that will be provided, you know, to improve watershed condition and function. And really, you know, what we want to do with this project is identify projects that, you know, landowners would like to, you know, maybe they've been thinking about replacing a headgate or putting in a stock pond, or, you know, maybe making their irrigation system a little more efficient, you know, for production. We really want to hear about those projects so that we can get them in this study, and it really opens up the doors for future funding, you know, kind of conceptual designs, and really get the foot in the door for getting some of these great projects put in the Salt River watershed.
So it sounds like you need a lot of public participation in this then to get some of those projects on. So you're holding this November 13th meeting in Afton. Tell us what people can expect and why they should come to this.
Yeah, so we'll be having a public meeting next Wednesday, November 13th, at the Afton Civic Center at 6:30. And what we really want to do is, you know, give some background on the Wyoming Water Development Small Water Projects program. They have, you know, the ability to provide funding for small water projects that, you know, if we identify those in this plan, we can get those funded. So we'll have a great presentation from Jody Pavlika on that, kind of giving some background. Then our team, our Y2 and Sunrise team, will give kind of an update of the project, you know, answer any questions that are out there. You know, what are we doing? What is this watershed study? Why is it important for the area? And then we really want to hear from, you know, the constituents in the Salt River watershed. What projects do you have? What issues are you seeing that you would like to, you know, maybe have addressed or looked at? And so we really want to have that interaction with the public, and really looking at, you know, what can we get on the ground, you know, to make these landowners and these operations the most efficient and profitable that they can be. So we'll be meeting that. We also do have a virtual link for that meeting for anyone, you know, who can't join us in person. We'd love to have you, even if it's on the computer. But we'll be there along with the Star Valley Conservation District, and we really look forward to, you know, getting that meeting going and getting out and reaching people.
Bree Burton on the Weekday Wake Up this morning with Y2 Consultants. And again, that meeting Wednesday, November 13th at 6:30 p.m. That will be at the Afton Civic Center 1 week from today. Bree, so it sounds like, if I'm understanding correctly, this is really geared for those in the ag industry, whether it be with crops or livestock, those that really rely on the watershed. Who else maybe might benefit from attending this meeting?
Absolutely. I think, you know, not just that, I think, you know, municipalities in the area, you know, all the towns in the watershed, irrigation districts, you know, we want to hear all the water projects that are in the valley. So, you know, not just ag and those things, as important as those are, we want to hear from everyone. So, you know, even if you, you know, have a smaller acreage or, you know, another water project, we want to hear. So if you're in the Salt River watershed and have, you know, questions or interest in a water project, we want to hear from you.
Excellent. That's Bree Burton, and you can read more on this project. It's also in today's edition of the Star Valley Independent as well. Bree is the Natural Resource Policy and Planning Project Manager with Y2 Consultants, and that public meeting happening a week from today, Wednesday, November 13th, 6:30 p.m. at the Afton Civic Center. Bree, anything we missed about this project specifically or anything else Y2 Consultants is working on you'd like to mention today?
I don't think so. We just really appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about our project and look forward to seeing everyone. And if you have engineering or natural resource needs, we'd love to hear from you at Y2 Consultants. So thank you.
Again, that's Bree Burton this morning on the Weekday Wake Up, that public meeting on Wednesday, November 13th, 6:30 at the Afton Civic Center. Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.